This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, what's up?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing pretty good, eh? Sunshine and bro, fucking red.
Fucking A.
Sorry for swearing, yep, children.
As I mentioned, as we mentioned just before, we're looking at Soul to Soul, Volume 2, 1990, A New Decade.
Sick.
And, obviously quite a big collective of the time, quite influential in the development of dance music culture and in the UK and club culture and all that.
You got the chingly changly dance sound.
Yes. And it's quite quite a fusion of...
What is the name of that?
I don't actually know.
I'm calling it chingly,
chingly jangly. It's like jingle jangle, chingly jangly.
Yeah, you know how you say jangly guitar usually. Yeah, there we go.
This is the dance music equivalent.
Chingle jangle.
Chingle jangle. So let's talk about how they were formed. So obviously they were formed in 1988 and were kind of like a sound system club collective.
Yes.
And obviously the big names of the lineup, Nellie Hooper, Karen Wheeler, Jazzy B, and then they had lots of other people coming and going. It was quite inclusive. They formed quite a big following around the clubs, playing a fusion of all these styles: R&B, house music, hip-hop, dub, soul.
All of that.
And they were attracting quite a diverse, inclusive range of people, audiences. Lots of African and Caribbean immigrants were big on this. It was kind of a burgeoning scene around about the same time that acid house and rave was happening as well. And this was happening around the context of a dying Margaret Thatcher regime in the late 80s and into the 90s. And this was kind of like, we're going to get out there, we're going to be free, and we're going to, you know, enjoy ourselves despite the chaotic nature of our government.
Yes.
They had, as we were saying before, they had a couple of big hits with their first record, obviously Back to Life. Back to Reality is probably their most well-known song, and also Keep on Moving as well. They were big hits in the UK and in New Zealand as well, and even in the US. They did well in the US as well. And they won 2 Grammy Awards, actually, for their first album, Soul to Soul, which kind of stamped their mark on a lot of people at the time, and even the mainstream. They definitely crossed off into the mainstream, and people were like, yay, woo, dance music, woo.
Yeah, I love dancing. Everyone loved dancing back in 1990.
Oh, everyone was just having a good time.
They were just all dancing.
The E's were popping.
They were popping out all these electrodes.
Exactly, yeah. In 1990, they had a bit of a change. Wheeler, who was the main vocalist on those hits, she left the group to pursue a solo career, and they brought in some new people, and they went straight into recording the second album, which is this one we're looking at today, Volume 2, 1990, A New Decade. It's basically a continuation of the first record, although there's a lot more kind of newer influences here as well. I guess New Jack Swing, they brought in a bit of that was very popular at the time.
Yes.
A bit of electronic influences, Ibiza house music was beginning to pop off as well. So all that influence was coming in on this record, and as we'll see with the tracks we play today, each one is very different from the next. It's quite an eclectic mix.
There's quite a lot of statements in these titles.
Yes,
that you've
very
chosen.
A lot of statements. It's big on statements and big
massive
on, you know,
make a statement.
Exactly. So the first track we're going to play is called Our Time Has Now Come, and this is kind of a dub kind of affair.
Oh, yeah.
It features also a very famous legendary hip hop pioneer, Fab Five Freddy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a groovy track. I hope you enjoy it.
Woo!
That's Fab Five Freddy there.
Here to London to cool out.
Hello.
With my man Jazzy B and a Soul of Soul Posse. I go by the name of Fab Five Freddy. I got something I want to say. Check it out. Lay your cards on the table, place your bets. I'll lay your odds, this is something that you haven't heard yet. It's fine, divine, like a vintage wine. Best of all, yes, y'all, it's genuine. It's the sound of Soul to Soul.
Time to create this rhyme. Words of inspiration drew me time after time. I was flowing, going on and on inducing motivation, though it made me strong. So clearing my mind with intentions and thoughts like the ones that brought us here, here to this place. So now you gotta gain your own time and space by moving in the right direction, aided by a selection of actions. Enriching positivity, it's no time for negativity. It's prospering, developing, and we're enveloping. And I'm here showing you all something flowing, going on and on. Our time is now come, our time is now come.
Quite a bit.
It's very horny music.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sorry, I had to do it.
It's for the clubs.
And then there's kind of like triangle.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
Strange use of.
I know.
Chingly, changly.
Chingly,
yeah.
Groovy. Well, that's our time has come now.
Our time has come now. For those of you who have just tuned in, this is Monday Morning Glory with Geneva, and we're looking at our anniversary album, Soul to Souls.
1990, Soul to Soul, 1990, a new decade, volume two.
Yes.
I've mixed that up completely.
Yeah, so it's volume two, 1990, a new decade.
That's the one, yeah. All right, well, the next track we're going to play is called Missing You, and this one is very different from the track you just heard. This is more a down-tempo, kind of soulful R&B kind of vibe.
Solely R&B.
And it features an American woman by the name of Kim Mazel. She's on the vocals here. And yeah, this was a bit of a hit. Reached number 22 in the UK and even managed to crack the top 40 Billboard Dance Club songs chart.
They do a lot of collabs, eh?
Yeah, it's like Massive Attack and that kind of thing. They bring in a lot of people to do the vocals.
Cool.
While they handle the production.
That's nice.
Yeah.
All right, here's Missing You by Soul to Soul. That little bongos there.
Yeah.
beautiful voice,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, she has got a good voice. Yeah. Ah!
Oh, it's so cute. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. That's Missing You, Soul to Soul.
Our anniversary album of the week.
Volume 2, 1990, A New Decade.
A New Decade.
So. How was this album received? Well, very well, actually.
It was received with open arms,
it was.
I bet.
It went to number one in the UK.
Whew.
And it actually did well here in New Zealand. Went to number five, I believe. So, yeah.
Nice.
They were getting into the club spirit, too, down here in little old...
Absolutely.
Aotearoa.
Oh, yes, 100%. Nothing else to do down here.
Well, no, exactly. Yeah. New decade, let's just boogie.
Let's just go hard.
Yeah, and that kind of cemented themselves as one of the important collectives of the time. And obviously, in the wake of this, sort of club music, electronic music, dance music really took off, particularly in UK and Europe. We had trip-hop come in, we had acid house continue, we had big beat come in.
Woo!
And yeah, techno, everything just went off.
It did.
And
it did.
Yeah, Soul to Soul very much right at the center of that. They split up in 1997, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And then they got back together in the last few years. Some of the original lineup came back together and they continue to play shows and do that kind of thing, playing clubs and stuff. Haven't released much new music in the last sort of 15 years, 20 years, but they're still around, still doing their thing.
Oh,
still booging
on
down.
Guys. Yeah. So
we're going to finish with probably the big hit from this album. This was probably the biggest hit that came out of it. It's called A Dream's a Dream. It's got kind of a new disco-y house dance music type vibe, very up-tempo. Features a British singer by the name of Victoria Wilson-James. And it was a big hit as well, reaching top 10 in the UK. Again, in New Zealand, very widely... covered in Europe and all sorts of places, even reached the Billboard Dance Club Songs chart in the US as well.
Big tune. Well, a dream's a dream, soul to soul. Thank you very much, Sam, for coming
Thank
in
you.
And doing an anniversary album.
My pleasure.
See you next week.
Cheers. See you.
See you. Oh, yeah. You can feel that, eh? Woo.
Don't you just love drum machines?
I just love drum machines. I mean, I love drums too, don't get me wrong, but damn.
come true.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.